Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1. Carson off on vacation till the end of next week. So just the three of us here.
Yes.
Having a time.
Yes.
Did you see that Kanye is getting more and more staff for
his... He's hiring more people.
More and more. Why? More and more, apparently. Yes. I don't know, and I wish that he would.
Does one of them have a time machine so we can get on all of these ballots?
At this point, I think he can do, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Illinois, Missouri, but he's trying to get West Virginia,
right.
And if he gets Illinois, they're going to challenge all of his signatures to make sure they're registered voters. So
they have to validate Illinois still, and
And I guess Kim went home, and she's like, I can't.
Right.
I would be interested to see how many votes he got in Chicago if he does get on Illinois.
Yeah, same. To see if that city would rally behind him just because.
I don't think he'd win, but I want to see, just the percentage.
But why? Why would you do that? You have an opportunity here to change the world.
Yeah.
And he ain't it. Anyway, I just thought that was interesting.
Hey, Joe Exotic got, 15% Oklahoma. It was wild out there.
Yeah. Right. And then, it affects... The real person who ends up getting the job. Well, whatever. All right, let's do the Good Vibe Tribe.
Birthday party.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's
Good Vibe Tribe.
So a maskless drunk guy in Michigan screamed at a bartender, as they are wont to do.
Oh, great.
And then the video went viral, and then he apologized. So he ended up giving her $100. Well, she used that to launch a Facebook fundraiser that has already brought in thousands of dollars that she's giving away to charity.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Domino's Pizza is giving away free pizza to Karens. But not in the way you think.
Okay.
This is in Australia, and they want all the Karens who are doing their part, who are wearing a mask. It's called Calling All Karens. All you have to do is upload your photo ID, explain why you're a nice Karen, and they will send you a free pizza.
I love that.
I like that. Justice for the good Karens.
I know.
Just love Domino's.
Pick the wrong name.
The healthcare system in Kyrgyzstan has been overwhelmed, and there aren't enough nurses to care for patients, so volunteers have been stepping up to work for nothing to help, and they have done an amazing job. They have saved thousands of lives is what they're saying. And I don't know if you guys saw this video on YouTube. It's a guy, he used an aerosol can to show how well masks work, so like a spray can, and then he lit it on, with the fire to make it like a torch. So without a mask in front of the can, right, it hit the flame and caused a fireball from 6 feet away. But with a mask, it didn't even happen from 6 inches.
Wow.
Masks work, y'all.
They do.
And you remember slip and slides? Did you guys have those when you were kids?
Of course.
Sure. I have them as an adult.
Yeah, slip and flip, Kennedy.
Slip and flip's fun.
Slip and flip?
You've never played Flip Cup, right?
No.
Okay, so the game of Flip Cup is at the end, but you start out going down the slip and slide. Then you have to play the game of Flip Cup, and then you have to slide back and then tag your team.
Yeah, the Flip Cup table's at the end of the slip and slide. It's a relay race with slip and slide.
It's so much fun. I clearly did my early 20s wrong.
We can play.
There's no age limit to slip and flip.
Yeah, there is, because, Dan, there's no way I'm throwing myself down a wet piece of plastic.
My mother did it, and she was like 60.
I am not that malleable.
It's
she,
so fun.
She wasn't either I'll if you watched
up,
the video.
I'll end up limping like you, Dan, and I'm not having it.
I have a scar on my arm somewhere because my bracelet. Yeah, but I was fine.
Like it's just bad.
You power
it's
through.
A little piece of plastic on top of a...
It's so much fun.
A bumpy, rocky road.
No.
Sometimes you got to risk it to get the biscuit.
Well,
candy.
In any event, sales for slip and slides have doubled every day for 10 days during this quarantine, and now you can't get one. Also, Frisbee sales are up 500% and boogie board sales are up 300%.
And I was watching something, a guy that owns a pool company was on the news and he's like, we have not stopped because everybody's like, well, if we're going to have to stay home, might as well install a pool. Now we have the time.
I would love a pool.
Same.
Both my neighbors have pools.
Oh.
This one over here hasn't even, I'm convinced nobody lives there, but hasn't even touched it.
Go jump in.
Beautiful. It's got it's an in-ground and it's got like the thing on top.
The tarp
of it.
Still?
I'm telling you, I don't know who lives there.
All right,
there's cars that come and go. Lights sometimes turn on. It's so weird.
We got to figure that out.
It's a murder house.
But the people behind me have a gigantic pool for all the children. And I'm always like, hi. Did you want me to come over?
I can bring goodies.
Cool. All right. And do you watch the TV show Succession?
No, I've never seen it.
All right. I've been like a half a season in. It's a lot.
Yeah.
But it got a whole bunch of Emmy nods.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a guy named Nicholas Braun. He's one of the characters. And he wrote a song and like fully produced it called Antibodies, Do You Have The? He said it was inspired by his own foray into pandemic era dating. He said, I was back there sort of like being, I wish I had somebody to go through this with. Relatable content. Mm-hmm. So this girl and I were talking. And we were like, maybe we should meet up and go for a walk with bandanas on. So I went on this quarantine date and it felt sort of secret because I didn't want my friends to know. Relatable content.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the combination of paranoia and romance is what the song is all about. Here's a little bit for you.
I want a girl whose blood's got the stuff. I want a girl who's safe. I want to hold you in my arms and not be afraid to breathe.
Yep.
I've been waiting patiently. I obeyed the rules. And now I'm ready to break them on you. No more sending nudes.
It's me.
If you come within 6 feet, it's mask on, mask on, mask on, mask on. But if you got antibodies, it's pants off, pants off, pants off, pants off. Do you have the antibodies? Do you want to be with me? Do you have the antibodies? Because if you don't, you better stay away.
Stay away.
So good.
I am all in.
And he plays sort of a dorky guy on the show. This is pretty amazing.
Can I download that somewhere?
Yes, 100%.
Oh. I want to know your blood's got the stuff.
Yes.
Do you have the antibodies? Are you kidding?
I don't know how I feel about that.
Number one.
You're welcome for that earworm that you're going to
number
have
number one on
the
Billboard charts next week. Mark my words.
It's like off-band Breaking Benjamin, kind of.
Don't hate it.
Love it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Summer brings thoughts of happiness, sunshine, and cheaters.
What the f***? Oh my God, I knew it.
Wait, who is this?
It's Carson and Kennedy's Summer of Love. All your favorites all summer long.
It's Carson and Kennedy.
All right, we want to welcome in Aaron, who is here for War of the Roses. Hi, Aaron. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
All right.
We're doing all right. What's up with you and Nate?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So I have quite the story for you. So I'm out with a friend of mine who I'm not really insanely close with, but we see each other from time to time. And we're out at a bar and we're just catching up, you know, going through like what's new with you kind of stuff. And I'm asking her about her boyfriend and everything that she's telling me about her boyfriend sounds really eerily similar to my boyfriend. So I'm just like asking some pointed questions. Like it was just kind of odd. Some of the things that she said. So I was like just digging a little deeper and turns out I asked to see a picture of her boyfriend and turns out it's my boyfriend that she is seeing.
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah.
Wow.
I asked her, where did you guys meet? And she said Tinder. And I could not believe it. Like, I'm so livid. It is the exact picture of my boyfriend. He's used it before on, like, his Facebook and stuff. So he's not like trying to hide, you know, anything.
Well, when you got a good picture, you got a good picture.
True. Yeah, I guess so. But, oh my God. So I want to do roses, and if he sends them to her, I will flip out. I just want to eviscerate him on your show. I want him to suffer. I'm so sick of this man.
I just want to know how you kept your composure as soon as you saw his photo on your friend's phone.
It's what we do, Carson. It's what we
do.
Yeah,
but you don't have a proper face, Kennedy. So it just would have, you just would have spit it out.
No, I wouldn't have.
Really?
No, you got to go home and just keep it down inside until you can get exact revenge, which is what we're here for.
All right. So you understand how roses works, and Aaron, we're going to keep you on the line. Kennedy's going to pretend to work for his cell phone company, and she'll offer up the dozen long-stemmed red roses, and we'll see which woman he sends them to, I guess. Shelly, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay.
And I'm angry.
This man's already dead. He doesn't know it.
All right. I'll try not to be angry.
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with Nate?
Yeah, I'm speaking.
Hi, Nate. My name is Shelly. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm great. Thanks for asking. I just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department, not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department, and we'd like to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we'll send anywhere in the continental United States today, free of charge. How does that sound?
Oh, I didn't even know could send flowers, but how much is it going to cost me? You said it's free?
It's absolutely free, no charge to you.
So, really?
Yeah. I just need to start with a card and find out who you'd like to send them to, and then we'll go through the rest of it.
So, did you say it's a dozen roses? Or?
That's correct.
Okay. I know it's silly, but I mean, I've been with you guys like since I was in college. Is there any way I could get two sets of flowers or two dozen? Is that cool, or is it pushing it?
You know, we don't normally do it, but you have been with us for a long time, so I tell you what, I'm going to go on ahead and take care of that for you. If you would just give me the name for both cards.
Oh, this is awesome. Okay, cool. So, I guess, like, send one set of flowers to Courtney and one to Aaron.
Oh, my gosh. You are the dumbest man in the universe. Are you kidding me right now?
What are you talking about?
Aaron, hang on a second. Nate?
Yeah?
Hey.
Yeah?
This is Carson and Kennedy. We're from Mix 104.1. Something we call War of the Roses. And Ugh.
Whoops.
So,
yeah, whoops.
I don't see what the big deal. I mean, you know, Courtney's just a girl I work with. I mean, she saved my last week. So, you know, I sent it to you, too. I mean, what's the big deal?
Because I know Courtney. We've been friends for years. Remember when I went out with a friend last week? That was her.
No, I mean, Courtney works with me. She's like 50. I'd never go out with her.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Keep digging the hole. Keep digging it. Because I asked her to show me a picture of her boyfriend, and she showed me a picture of you. Explain that. Got nothing? Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Because you started today with two girlfriends and now you have none. I'm calling Courtney and I'm going to let her know what happened this morning. And I'm even going to send her this audio, okay? So goodbye, loser, liar. Bye. Have a nice life.
Finish him.
What the f*** just happened?
Nate, you were just on the radio and I guess you have two girlfriends and they now both know about each other.
What happened? You got bodied, man.
Body bag. Sweep the leg, Johnny.
Did you hear him? Hang up.
Bye.
He just went, huh.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah.
All right, so Michelle Obama's podcast started yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to a short bit of it. She had her husband on as the first guest.
That's a solid first guest.
Love it.
They talked about relationships. They got a little political, but not really very much. Their conversation was very sweet. They talked about their upbringing, how their early ideas of success were different to handling the pandemic. how Barack is the eternal optimist or is the yes, we can man. Mm-hmm. And she considers herself a little more cynical. However, she wanted to spread a good message. And here's what she had to say.
The phrase that sticks with me from my parents is never enough. Never enough, because the minute you had a little bit of something, uh-huh. you know, you had a pint ice cream and a chocolate and you asked for strawberry, you get in trouble. It's like, how dare you not be satisfied with what you have? Right. And then we would feel bad because you think you're right. Why, here I am with all this, with this little bowl of ice cream and I'm asking for more.
I just love him laughing in the background. He's so like, charming.
Yep, yep. I've heard this all before. You tell me this all the time, Shelley.
Heard all your stories, yeah. Michelle, but I'll laugh for your podcast.
I've been doing it here for 20 years. It's what you do.
It's called being a good partner.
Indeed. Billie Eilish is set to drop her new song, My Future, later today, but she gave a little teaser. Would you like to hear it?
Please.
Let's go.
Can't you? I've changed my plans.
I love Billie Eilish.
That was kind of haunting.
Yes.
Most of her music is.
Sound like it should be like in a James Bond open.
I sometimes just want to hear her like sing a rock song real hard.
Same. I think that because she, in a, like a recent interview, she was like, you know, people think I can't sing because she sings so quietly.
Yeah. She's not a belter.
Yeah.
But she's like, a beacon belt. Trust. I'm like, I know you have it in you. I see it in there, Billie. I see it in. I bet like you should see me in a crown when she does that live on stage.
That's how I found Billie Eilish.
I would do anything.
And I love that
to be
song.
Jumping
What's
in the
called?
Crowd. You should see me in a crown.
It's like one of her first songs. It was like alternative. It didn't really come to pop, but
She's just the coolest 18-year-old that ever lived.
And you guys,
yes,
the king of quarantine. It does it again.
My sweet sweet Matthew.
Yes.
What did he do?
He wrote a book.
What?
It's his memoir.
You're kidding me.
It's called Greenlight.
Is it out right now?
He took to social media
Annie,
yesterday.
Annie, you wait for the audiobook for Matthew McConaughey.
To announce the upcoming book inspired by personal writings he's done throughout his life. Would you like for him to tell you about it, Annie?
Yes.
All right.
Ever since I learned to write, I've been keeping a journal. 2 years ago, I worked up the courage to take all of those journals off into solitary confinement just to see what the hell I had. And I returned with a book. Yes. This is my sights and scenes, my nices and means, successes and failures, stories, people, places, poems, prayers, prescribes, and a whole lot of bumper stickers. It's called Green Lights because it's a story about how I have, and we all can, catch more of them in this life we're living. You see, we don't like the red and yellow lights because they take up our time, right?
He said when we realize that they all eventually turn green, that's when they reveal their rhyme. That's when life's a poem and we start getting what we want and what we need at the same time. Hopefully, it's medicine that tastes good. A couple of aspirin instead of the infirmary. A spaceship to Mars without needing your pilot's license. Going to church without having to be born again and laughing through the tears.
I never know what he's saying, but it always
sounds
good.
October 20th, Annie. October 20th. It's available for pre-order.
I have two things to say to you. First, thank you for this dirty. You gave me my three favorite people
on
this planet.
It's what I do for you.
Shelley O. You gave me Miss Billie Eilish, and you gave me the king of quarantine, Matthew McConaughey, the love of my life, that ear magic that man speaks every time. October 20th needs to come now.
He really does some verbal magic.
It's unbelievable.
His vocabulary is astounding, and just the stuff
the
that
cadence,
comes out of his mouth.
The way he speaks, I'm like, huh? How do you do that?
Going to church without having to be born again. All right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1. Carson on vacation until the end of next week. So you got the three of us here. So we've been in quarantine since March. Yeah?
Yes.
And we were all working from home mm-hmm. until 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Maybe a month.
So we had to work from home, but I was very fortunate that Annie got to come to my house every day, which was a blessing. But the rest of the day was very much alone.
Mm-hmm.
And you might say, but Kennedy, you live alone all the time. But I go out to lunch all the time. I go out and see people, like whatever.
Yeah, you had the option to see people.
It was tough. So it kind of got the better of me. And for those of you who've listened a long time, you know that my journey with mental health is long and distinguished. Mm-hmm. And and I just realized that I just needed more help than I could give myself. So I checked myself into a hospital. I went to McLean, which is a wonderful, amazing place. And I stayed there for 10 days. And it was quite a journey, quite a ride. Mm-hmm. Many things I learned. I've been writing a blog about it as well, trying to get the days out.
The blog is awesome, by the way.
Thank you.
It really is. It's so cool.
I'll put a link up there. I can't seem to finish the days. I think I'm only up to day 6 or something, and I don't know why I can't get back in there. But in any event, I was there, like I said, for 10 days, working with the doctors and nurses and mental health workers and my therapists on my side and, you know, doing some med changes and therapy. And it was a lot of things. But it was the best thing I ever could have done for myself.
Absolutely.
Some days I wish I'd stayed longer. But I just want to say, if you're feeling this way, this quarantine has certainly exacerbated a lot of those things and a lot of that mental health stuff that you never maybe knew you had or you did. And it's just worse because it's
hard.
You're isolated. Even when you're isolated with family, it's just different.
Absolutely.
So help is there if you need it. Mm-hmm. And if you need it, I can do my best to help you as well. So I'm always here. But one of the things I did while I was there is something called TMS, which is transcranial magnetic stimulation, which sounds like a lot.
It's a lot of
a lot of big words.
We just call it TMS in the trade.
Of course. Well, TMS today, what are you up to?
So it's specifically made to assist in depression. Mm-hmm. And it's a very interesting thing which uses magnetic impulses to sort of stimulate the brain and the prefrontal cortex, which is where all your happy parts live and where they think depression lives as well. And things that are, you know, your neuroinhibitors are being not soaked up by the blood, too much soaked up, the dopamine, the serotonin, all of that.
Just that's knocking on your noggin like serotonin.
That's where
Hello.
All of those
where you
things
at?
That live, and mine just weren't behaving properly. So it has a great success rate, and you have to do it for 36 treatments. I did 35 because my insurance company said I'm out after 35, which just was stupid. But I started while I was in the hospital, so I did 2 a day, and then I continued on. So last Friday was my last appointment.
Yes.
It was a very big deal. You know,
so
been driving
exciting.
To McLean every single day.
I know.
Proud of you.
But it's hard to explain sort of verbally what it looks like. But they put this sort of sleeve on your head, and they put two, like, measuring tapes.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a thing where they find what your limit is by doing little bursts. So then that's where it will be. So they have to put this gigantic helmet thing on that's sort of attached to electrical equipment. And then they put it at a certain angle to specifically hit the part of your brain it's supposed to.
Yes.
And you're there for 20 minutes, and it's 20 seconds, nothing, 2 seconds of treatment, 20 seconds of nothing, 2 seconds of treatment for 20 minutes every day. Yes. And so, you know. That.
Right.
And they increase it in, you know, they increase the whatever. And
yeah,
so,
you sent me a picture on your first day. You were like, I feel like Magneto with this helmet.
I'll never forget. You said it was in the group message with Dan, Carson, and myself. And I was like, she looks so cool.
Look like an X-Man.
Yeah, it started. It was at first it was difficult. It hurt your head a little bit. But after a while, you were like, so anyway. I was my last treatment on Friday.
Yes.
It was kind of a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't downplay it. It's awesome.
Took a little video. And so here's what it sounds like to get the TMS.
An angry woodpecker.
One more. Last one. Last one. Woohoo.
Yeah.
That's it.
And I love it because they put, you know, like a
you
little
have to,
thing
I,
in between
I use
your
a bite
teeth.
Guard because it makes your teeth kind of.
Yeah, you clench your jaw.
Happens, you clench up a little bit.
Of course.
How you feeling now that it's over?
Honestly, I can tell a complete difference
awesome.
In that, you know, part of the problem with my bipolar is that I have bipolar 2, which is instead of like the ups and downs, the mania and the whatever, it's mostly depression.
Right.
And then you get some
little
pieces of sunshine. But and I would just cry for no reason. You know, I cried all the time. I would cry on the show. I would have to go to the bathroom. You never knew it.
Right.
But it happened. It just came out of me for no reason. And now I only cry when I'm sad, which is
huge.
A weird phenomenon.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And now when I'm crying, I'm like, oh, I really am sad.
I have something to pinpoint it on.
Well, I'm very proud that you went in and got the help that you needed.
Yes.
And you finished your treatments, and you're so open and honest about it on the show because you help a lot of people
that don't even know about it. Yeah, I think it's amazing that, you know, we've sort of turned a corner in our country, I think, and you see celebrities that are talking about it.
Absolutely.
And normalizing it. And
yeah, the stigma is kind of gone.
There just shouldn't be one.
And
so
you look
stupid.
Like a gangster in that helmet. Are you kidding me?
So I have the video. I'll put that up today in the post on CarsonandKennedy.com. So, all right. And thank you guys for all of your support. A lot of you, you know, were keeping in touch with me while I was gone, and it means a lot to me. So thank you. And again, if I can help, Kennedy at Mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. So remember that bear that went missing? Her name was Mara Soriano. She was in Canada, and her backpack was stolen during a move.
Yep.
And she had a stuffed animal, a bear, that actually had the voice of her 53-year-old mother who died last year.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan Reynolds had gotten in on it trying to find the bear. Well, somebody emailed Mara to let her know that the bear had been found. So she said, thank you to everyone who searched high and low. To the person who took the bear, thanks for keeping it safe. And then he said, in happier news, thanks to everyone. Vancouver is awesome.
And he put out like a $5,000 reward
if
you found it, which is just so cool.
So there's a picture of her holding it. It's really awesome. Yay, happy news. Now, Annie, I would like to talk to you about Post Malone.
Okay.
He was talking on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Yes.
And they were talking about masks. And he doesn't understand why people don't wear masks. However, he doesn't think that they should be forced to. Here's what he said.
At the end of the day, it all comes down to respect for other people. It's not a government thing. It's not like you shouldn't be forced to wear a mask, but you should
wear a mask.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, you and should wear a mask because you're a good person. Right.
Right. And that's because I respect you as a fellow human.
We're past the point of being respectful. You should be forced to wear a mask.
If you are indoors, you should be wearing a mask 100%. And that's just scientifically proven that it is help stopping the spread as quickly as it would be if we all weren't wearing masks. It's literally scientifically proven.
Yep.
I understand what he's saying.
Uh-huh.
That
100%.
He's like, of course, I'll wear one because I respect you and I love you and I don't want you to get sick. But people just don't like the government telling
them. Yeah, he sounds like a libertarian.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah, he's from Texas. Don't tread on me, bro.
But he's still perfect.
Yes.
So.
Speaking of the COVID, you know, a lot has been said about spreading misinformation and how social media places are locking down and not letting that stuff happen.
Yeah, your Aunt Cheryl shares memes on Facebook that doesn't make it science.
No.
Madonna posted one of those, and she got flagged by Instagram. She shared the unproven information about COVID-19 and hydroxychloroquine, the same thing that we saw with that doctor.
Yes.
So here's the deal. Instagram said it's false information. Madonna deleted it, but she was claiming that the coronavirus was being withheld to let the rich get richer. The truth will all set us free.
She is the rich.
Madonna, what? You are the 1%.
The video that she shared was the same one that Donald Trump Jr. Sent about Dr. Stella Emanuel, who claims that she's treated and hundreds of patients with this and prevented death, which just isn't true. But I just want to tell you another thing about this woman. So if you're someone who saw this and might have believed it, or maybe, you know, you want to know more about her, she believes that things like gynecological ailments, like cysts and things, are due to women having sex with demons in their sleep.
I hate when that happens.
She also believes lizard-like aliens are part of our government and that alien DNA is going into the medication. So if you want to believe her,
you go ahead.
You know what I find interesting? All those TV evangelists that make millions of dollars and they bring you up on stage and they do a chant and then they put their palm on your forehead and you fall down and you're healed.
Yes.
They're awfully quiet about healing people.
Yeah.
But you heal people all the time.
Funny.
Where are you at?
Funny how that works.
And I have the best royal update you've ever heard in your entire life.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm really sad Carson isn't here for this one, really. So, I'm sure at some point during this coronavirus that you have had to get on a Zoom call with your mom, your grandma, someone who sort of isn't understanding. And you need to be like, no, put the camera down. Can you see me? No, you have to add video. You know, all of these things.
Why do
Nana,
I only...
your face is way too close to the camera.
Nana, it's a lot of forehead, a lot of sky. Pull that baby down. Need to see your whole thing.
What?
Well, apparently, Princess Anne got her mom, Queen Elizabeth, set up on a thing called WebEx, which is, I guess, their Zoom. And here's some audio.
Good morning, at Windsor.
Good morning. I'm very glad to have been able to join you.
Can you see everybody? You should have six people on your screen.
Yes, well, I can see four anyway.
Okay, very well. Actually, you don't need me. You know what I look like.
next week on Downton Abbey.
So it's an upcoming ITV documentary to mark the royal 70th birthday.
Sure.
So I guess we'll get to see more of that. But there's a video out there, guys. It is absolutely what you needed today because it is adorable.
I only see four of you on the screen.
Four of you, but all it's fine.
Nana Liz.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1, and I'm sure that you have seen on the news these two young men who decided one day to put on some rollerblades and go from Boston to Michigan to raise money for the American Cancer Society. Well, they finished it up.
Yep.
No big deal. 10 days, 900 miles. It's not a thing.
Slight work.
10 days? That sounds pretty quick.
Slight work.
It'll take me 9 years.
And we have them both with us this morning. So good morning to Jake Adkins and Andy Walker. Hey, you guys. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
The dynamic duo.
So when did you guys get back?
I got back on, so we arrived on Thursday, July 22nd. And I drove back the next day.
You drove back?
You didn't rollerblade back, you quitter?
I rollerbladed about halfway there, and I just couldn't handle it anymore.
I just can't imagine what your legs must feel like in a car on the way back.
Imagine putting your foot to a pedal. I'd be like, jello, 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 jello. The entire time.
Oh, my God, yeah. It was not a comfortable ride. We also actually got detained in Canada. interestingly enough, my brother was driving, and I fell asleep in the back seat, and we were going through Michigan, through Detroit, and didn't realize where we were going. And one moment I woke up, and we were in Canada, and we had to be detained for a couple hours because we didn't know what we were doing, and they
didn't have passports,
had to conduct searches and stuff, but made it back.
They were like, can you walk over here soon? You're like, actually, I can't.
No, I really can't. I really can't.
So
I'm like, seriously, I can't get out.
Let me sit down.
So, Jake, I think the reason, both of you, the reason that you're supporting the American Cancer Society is because both of your lives have been touched by cancer. Jake, can you speak to about your mom and Andy, your grandfather?
Yeah. So, you want to go first?
Nah, you take it.
All right, yeah. So, cancer has been affecting my family for generations. I've had multiple grandparents that have had different types of cancer. My aunt had breast cancer. And my mom in 2014 was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, and she beat it the first time, and it came back again the next year. And it took about 3 months longer for her to beat it that time. And now she's been in remission for almost six years, she's a two-time cancer survivor. So doing something like we did means the absolute world to both of us.
Aww. Go ahead, Dan.
So I was wondering how the idea came about. Like, which one of you were sitting around the couch and go, hey, bro, we should probably just rollerblade to Michigan. Like, how does that happen?
Let Andy handle that one.
Realistically, it kind of just go like that. We were rollerblading around the South Boston. We kept going further and further. I didn't see how much money it would take to go all the way to L.A. And we would not have made that. And it was kind of like just a ongoing joke for a little bit, and then realized that we wanted to do it for a cause. And it got to a point where Jake was losing sleep over this idea, and so was I. And we're like, dude, if we don't do this, I'm gonna regret this forever.
You guys.
We're speaking with Jake Adkins and Andy Walker. They are the guys who rollerbladed from Boston to Michigan to raise awareness for American Cancer Society. And Annie, did you have a question?
Yeah, I just love that you guys were sitting in your dorm room and you really just committed to this. I want to know if you met any people along the way. You tell them your story, you know, just the different people you interacted with. I can only imagine there were some characters along the way.
We met actually one of the days we just put on new wheels on our rollerblades because we wore the first ones for the first 400 miles. And we were going through, it was like 93 degree weather going through Amish country in Pennsylvania. And the asphalt was so hot that it was melting onto our wheels. So we had to pull over and like scrape our wheels for like 2 hours. And oddly enough, the mayor of Centerville, Pennsylvania, it was just his front yard that we were in. And out of nowhere, he kind of just emerged from the bushes and started talking to us, and he was really friendly and stuff, and he knew what was going on because he had seen it on the news, and we ran into a couple of people that knew what was going on, and just seeing stuff like that was really crazy.
So the fundraiser right now sits at $27,150, and I feel
should be a
that
million.
Is simply not enough.
No.
So the people who listen to our show are the most generous and kind, decent people on the planet, and they show up when asked. So I'm asking you guys who listen to the show to think about supporting these guys who did 900 miles on rollerblades.
Yep.
What'd you do today? And it's supporting the American Cancer Society. So what we're going to do is we're going to put your fundraiser, the blade, Ferdarona. We're going to put it up on all of our social media pages. And I would like to say that perhaps by the end of the day, we'll get you a nice little bump there. So, cool?
Awesome. Yeah, awesome. We appreciate it.
All right. Well, you guys go ice up.
Yes, please.
And
icy hot. Sit in an ice bath for a
maybe
couple hours.
When this is all over, you could come in the studio. We can chat with you that way because we'd love to meet you. I think what you guys are doing is incredibly, incredibly valiant. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, fellas, back to sleep with you.
Thank you for your
all
time.
Right. Anytime. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Berta.
I love them.
Those dudes crushed Natty Lights when they got 100%. To Michigan.
100%.
You know that they're like in bed right now, right? Yeah. They just answer in their bed.
He's like, hello.
I know, God bless.
Well, listen, they just rollerbladed 900 miles.
I don't care what they did. I love them, and I'm just so happy. So, again, we're going to get that fundraiser information up because I know you guys are amazing, and you've always shown up for us.
Yep.
So show up for them.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.